Three firefighters and one pilot took off from the Aniak runway in May. They were heading to McGrath and then to Soldotna to start fighting fires. But they didn't make it. Instead, they landed in a pond right off the runway. All four survived. Three had injuries that required surgery, including the pilot, Mark Jordan. The culprit? The wrong fuel. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report. The report says that a vendor tasked with filling up the plane was unclear about which kind of fuel to use for the type of airplane and filled it up with the wrong kind. Jordan says as he took off, he felt, quote, mechanical turbulence, and the aircraft struggled to climb up. Unable to maintain altitude, he aimed for the shallow pond, and that was the last thing he remembered. Five Aniak teenagers happened by and saw two of the firefighters struggle out of the plane. They helped rescue Jordan and the three passengers. The plane itself is totaled. Tim Mowry is the spokesperson for Alaska Division of Forestry.
With any accident or incident, you know, we conducted an after-action review of the incident to try to pull any lessons learned out of it that we could, you know, to see if there needs to be any policy changes or anything that we can do to make for a safer aviation program.
He says those changes will not be made until NTSB issues its final report roughly 6 months from now. Meanwhile, the pilot, Mark Jordan, is out for this fire season. The three other firefighters are also recovering. Mowry says only one of them, who's from Aniak, has recovered enough to go back to fighting fires. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.